At 9:36, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chris Ali Trotman. It's 9 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, Jack Layton's NDP party has moved to second place in recent election polls. The NDP was able to make the shift to second place last night behind the Conservatives, leaving the Liberals trailing. A new Angus Reid poll shows the Conservatives lead with 35%, NDP at 30%, and Liberals at 22%. Young voters from ages 18 to 34 could be a possible factor in the NDP's sudden shift. The NDP has been receiving much support from voters in this age bracket. Don Valley West Liberal MP Rob Oliphant expressed concern over Stephen Harper's spending priorities of an extra $50 billion when the country is already in major debt. He also believes that Harper is ignoring the important issues.
Not only do we have a $53 to $56 billion deficit, he's got $50 extra billion he wants to spend, ignores public pensions, ignores national daycare, ignores family care, and ignores post-secondary education.
The Harper government has a strong possibility of being on Friday either on the vote of the federal budget by the three opposition parties or by a Liberal non-confidence motion. Toronto decided to privatize garbage disposal organizations yesterday. After a blazing discussion between the union and city, the Public Works Committee voted 4-2 to proceed with the decision. Councillor Denzel Minnan Wong said that the decision could save the city a potential $60 million over 7 years. During his election campaign, Mayor Rob Ford pledged to make garbage disposal services private. He is expected to have 23 votes, which will finalize the decision at the council meeting held on May 18th. A female officer says she's portrayed the role of a lesbian to signal her commander to back off. Former head of the Forces Intelligence Division, Steve Izzet, is charged with 9 counts of sexual harassment. He was allegedly harassing the female officer from April 2007 to September 2008. David Butt, the lawyer of the female officer, has asked for a ban of publication of the officer's identity. Izzet has pled not guilty to all charges. Turning now to sports, the Montreal Canadiens were able to prevail against the Boston Bruins last night. This win will force Boston into a seventh game with Montreal, which determines the winner of the series. Brian Gionta of the Canadiens scored a power play goal, giving his team the win. And last night, the Blue Jays were able to triumph 10-3 against the Texas Rangers. Adam Lynn was able to hit 2 home runs during the game, which helped the Jays enormously. Blue Jays manager John Farrell says he was impressed by Adam Lynn's performance. And in the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers won 106-90 against the New Orleans Hornets. Star player Kobe Bryant of the Lakers was able to score 19 points with a sprained ankle. Out of 7 games in the series, the Lakers have won 3 and still have 2 more to play against the Hornets. People gathered on March 26 to celebrate the life of a young man whose tragic death led to 4 saved lives. Observer News' Sharon Tharab reports that the Trillium Gift of Life Network helped hosts a table tennis tournament which brought together transplant recipients and donor families and helped raise awareness about organ and tissue donation.
I know he lives on through them, and he's given them life, and so it's a very good thing, even though it's emotional for me.
On March 26th, the Trillium Gift of Life Network teamed up with the Talbots and the Scarborough Kings Table Tennis Club to host an event in Jonathan's memory and to raise awareness about organ and tissue donation. Nicole Poos, Volunteer Services Advisor at the Trillium Network, said the event encouraged people from all walks of life to come out and participate.
He was an avid table tennis player, and also his father, Terry, is an avid table tennis player. So we have lots of transplant recipients, donor family members, and supporters of organ and tissue donation playing table tennis to raise awareness.
The tournament gave donor families the opportunity to see firsthand the difference an organ donation could make. Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And in entertainment, Gwyneth Paltrow was named the new model for luxury handbag company Coach. Her ads will be displayed exclusively in Europe and Asia, where the brand is most popular. The first images of Paltrow will launch in the fall, along with the brand's 70th anniversary. And Chris Jericho wasn't able to make it to the finals on Dancing with the Stars. The WWE superstar was eliminated from the competition last night, but is happy to reconcile with his family. His pro dancing partner, Cheryl Burke, said that Jericho exceeded her expectations every week and is a talented partner. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Chris Ali Trotman, and have yourself a good afternoon.